Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376. U.S. agriculture has high hopes when it comes to new EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. I believe he brings an understanding from Oklahoma of agricultural issues at the EPA, unlike seen by the previous administrator for sure. Pruitt previously served, of course, as Attorney General for the state of Oklahoma, AFBF, American Farm Bureau's Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, Don Parrish, believes that Pruitt's leadership is a welcome change at EPA.
One of the things that I think Scott Pruitt means for agriculture is the opportunity to bring agricultural issues before the agencies in ways that we've not had before. He's had a close working relationship with Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and again, I think it is going to create a partnership that we haven't seen at EPA in a long time.
And Don Parrish says that Pruitt has a proven track record on agricultural issues from his time here in Oklahoma.
And it's a track record of not just being Attorney General, it is a track record to trying to find solutions to environmental problems that's good for the environment as well as good for the economy and farmers in general. So that's a very positive step in the right direction.
Parrish says farm groups, including Farm Bureau, will be working with EPA to find a replacement for the Waters of the U.S. rule, WOTUS.
There's over 30 states that have challenged the WOTUS rule as not being consistent with congressional intent and really not working with states to make sure that rule does not overstep what Congress intended with regard to land use and water issues. So I do think WOTUS is going to be one of Mr. Pruitt's primary objectives and priorities, and we're looking forward to working with him on that.
American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish. From the calendar, several things happening over the next few days, including that Senate Agriculture Committee field hearing regarding laying some groundwork for Farm Bill reauthorization. It's a field hearing planned for Kansas State University's campus in Manhattan. Start time has now been set at 2 p.m. Central Time. It will be available online on the Senate Agriculture Committee website. Superior Video Livestock Auction has gone out in the country. They're going to be live in Oklahoma City at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City on Thursday morning, starting 8 a.m. with the actual start time of the auction, 7:30 for their Superior Sunrise. They've asked us to be a guest on Superior Sunrise this week. Texoma Cattlemen's Conference coming up on Friday, February 24th. That's happening at the Ardmore Convention Center in Ardmore. And the 2017 Oklahoma Pork Congress planned for Norman at the Embassy Suites there. All-day event on Friday, February 24th as well. This weekend is the start of the 79th annual meeting of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts there at the Embassy Suites in downtown Oklahoma City. You've got farm news on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2017 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, March 4th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 88 bulls will be offered, with 48 of them with low birth weight EPDs suitable for breeding heifers. They will also be offering 10 open registered females and 30 commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036.
At your farm news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.